We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here on a Monday morning. Still to come, we're going to hear from Ben Siegel over Manhattan Running Company. We got Turkey Trot happening on Thanksgiving. We've also got Sean Stewart from AAA Kansas with a report on the Thanksgiving travel weekend. Lots of stuff going on, but we continue here in segment number two with Melissa Kirkwood, Marketing and Development Officer out at Sunset Zoo, and some exciting news to share here about Expedition Asia.
Yes. So usually monthly, you know, I talk a little bit about our progression, and it's bit by bit by bit. Well, I see that light at the end of the tunnel. We are within about 30 days of finishing construction, and that in construction talk is like substantial completion. So after substantial completion is done, we will then have access to the exhibit itself to start the move-in process for all our new animals. And if you're not familiar with Expedition Asia, we have built a $4.3 million project that will focus on tigers and sloth bears and leopards. And all three of those species are highly endangered. So that is the primary reason that we really focused in on that portion of the zoo and what it will do. It's built new habitats for them, much larger than many of the other exhibits that you see at the zoo. And you'll be able to get a really up close look at all of those species. And we have also built it with the purpose of breeding for all of those animals. So there'll be birthing dens for them. And also the visitors that come to see these animals, if you're familiar with that portion of the zoo, many people knew it as Tiger Hill. So you could come to the top of the hill and maybe see the tigers, but you weren't getting to the bottom of that hill because it was just too steep. So Expedition Asia is giving us this wonderful opportunity to make it more ADA accessible, really kind of a gathering spot to the center of the zoo. And we'll have an overlook pavilion where you'll be able to come look at all the species and maybe take a little rest while you're at the zoo, because sometimes you have to do that. The kids don't, but maybe the adults do. But in the overlook pavilion, you'll be able to look down and see all three of the exhibits kind of connect. And so you're actually looking down upon the tigers or over at the sloth bears or leopards. And it's just a really great dynamic setup for this exhibit. So we're nearing the finish line. We will be moving those animals in December, most likely. And we're still acquiring them. And when I say acquire, that means we share animals with other AZA accredited zoos. So they run their We have all the animals in all the AZA zoos in a system to see, does this animal pair well with another animal? So they run all of their health checks, all their wellness checks, and if it meets standards, that animal is recommended to come to our zoo, or we are able to transport other animals from our zoo to other zoos. So we recently got word that we are going to be getting a female tiger, and we have a male tiger. So I think that means maybe we have some cubs here coming. It's all like a little zoo dating game. We'll have to see how that goes. But I was amazed. A little fun fact. Do you know how long the pregnancy or gestation period is for a tiger?
Oh, I do not. I would think it would be similar to a human, but maybe not.
So 3 months.
Oh, it's pretty short.
I was like, oh, goodness. So we'll see how that goes. Again, it's all an introductory period, too, for not only those new animals that are coming to our zoo, but also the animals who've been at our zoo. So this is going to be a complete new home for them, and we need to acclimate them to that new area, as well as our keepers. So it's a very heavy safety protocol, especially with all three of those animals, because they're all very high-risk animals. So we have lots of things that are like double locking systems and things, so that safety is taken into consideration. So we'll be moving animals in December. The acclimation period for our keepers and those animals is going to be in January and February, part of March. So the exhibit itself will open in April 9th. Mark your calendars. We will have a huge grand opening. We'll have lots more coming about that. But it's just we're taking our time to make sure that those animals feel comfortable, safe, also so they can have introductions to each other. And maybe we have some cubs of different kinds here shortly. And then we will have a big grand opening in the spring. We will be opening that lower half of the zoo at the first of the year, that where the gibbons are, the red pandas, the otters, so that our audiences, our visitors, our members can start seeing those animals. But we just, because Asia is so new, we're just taking that time for those animals.
I'm always curious when you bring in animals like this that are kind of exotic like that, how they acclimate to the climate here.
Yeah, yeah. So it is very interesting how they do acclimate. So all of our animals who are being you know, transported to our zoo, they've been at another zoo, but sometimes, like, I believe, I don't, like, write it down in stone, but I believe this animal is going to, our tiger especially, is going to go through a transition period because they're coming from Florida. Mm. So every AZA zoo, though, does take into consideration their climates, as well as we have climate standards for all of our exhibits. So we have indoor quarters and outdoor quarters for all of our animals. So in the winter months, those indoor quarters are heated. So the animals, just like humans, like we have that, we give our animals that choice. Do you want to be outside or do you want to be inside? We, of course, want them to get the exercise and the, you know, the things that they need. So at some points during the day, we do really encourage them to go outside, even in the winter months. But we, you know, we do enrichment and different things with them outdoors that help them, you know, like get outside when it is a little bit colder. But they always have that option to come indoors. And, you know, that's kind of, in a visitor standpoint, when they go indoors, you might not get a chance to see them, and you're there to see them, and they might be indoors. But the keepers are very aware of our operational hours, so we try to work around that. That is another reason why in the winter we don't open until noon, because we want it, the sun to come out and it to be warmer. But there are other animals that, like, their peak season, they love being out in the colder months. So our Asia animals, they will acclimate and they'll be fine. We've had all three of them will be out and about in those colder months, but we always have those indoor quarters. And then the flip side of it, like July, when it's 102, we have that air conditioned so that is, you know, that's easy for them. And also, for we look at that in a whole perspective, in a wellness perspective, for like some of our older animals, like Susie, our chimp. So there's just definite days Susie doesn't feel like being outside so much. But her troop, really, when they all go outside, they're all outside together. But we keep watchfulness on different things like that. So it's just about the standards of care. So, but much like humans, there's, you know, Friday was very windy and kind of cold, and mm-hmm. a lot of our animals didn't want to be out in that.
Don't
so,
blame them.
Yeah. But we do try to make sure that when visitors come, they have a good experience. And our keepers are out and about. So if you don't see an animal and you're wondering, you can ask any of our staff, hey, what's up with the hyenas? Are they out today? Or you still have them? People will ask, oh, yes, we do. And so we are more than welcome to share that info with you. And lots of people in the last couple of months have come to see Bruni, our albino wallaby, yeah. and different things, and our other baby wallaby. It's funny. The two babies are really kind of pairing up together. They do a lot of things together. You'll see them both together when you go into Australia to see that at our zoo.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky to have Bruni here.
Yes, we are. We're very lucky. And we're very lucky to have all the things that we have at Sunset Zoo. And our keepers just really go that extra mile to take care of our animals. And it's just in their nature. But we're really lucky to have those kinds of things. So we just encourage you to come on out to Sunset Zoo and see all the things. And pretty soon you will get to see all the animals in Expedition Asia, but you'll get to see more of the zoo coming in the start of the new year.
All right. Well, a lot of folks have been holding holiday parties maybe that they didn't have last year, you know, companies and whatnot, maybe birthday parties and such. How is event rentals? Let's get together.
They're starting to get together at Sunset Zoo, and people sometimes don't know, but with our Nature Exploration Center, it is a great event venue rental. In the summer, we have tons of weddings, and in the fall and winter months, it's a great opportunity to have holiday parties. We leave that area very decorated for the holidays, so it's very easy for somebody who's wanting to look at a holiday rental. They don't have to bring in a lot. And we have all kinds of amenities like a catering kitchen and lots of space. So if you are looking for that holiday opportunity, the Sunset Zoo might be a place for you. We did start in-person birthday parties, which have been hugely successful. So if your child's going to, or an adult, you don't have to be a child. I just saw an adult birthday party happen a couple of weeks ago, and it flipped a switch for me. I'm like, adults can do this too? And yes, they can. So if you're looking for any kind of party opportunity, we are fully renting Sunset Zoo, and we encourage you, if you want details about that, our rates are very reasonable, and we include all of the, you know, necessary things, tables, chairs, that kind of thing, catering, kitchen. If you're interested, all you need to do is give us a call at 785-587-2737, or you can visit us online at sunsetzoo.com. We have most of our details there, but we want to make it easy for you. So if you're looking for that kind of thing, we're here for that too.
All right. And that's a great venue. I've been in there many times, and it's got a lot of room, and you've got all the facilities, the amenities you need, and it's a good little
It is,
area.
And we have all through this pandemic, you know, we've been taking safety first, and we kind of look at that too. So, you know, we ask our renters, you know, if you want to bring masks, you can. It's highly recommended. If people want one, even like for the Santa event this weekend, if you prefer to have a mask on, we absolutely want you to. And we'll have some available, and we're going to be opening up the breezeway doors and we'll have some tables outside too, just to meet everyone's needs. And so we really love that area of the zoo, that it's so well built in to make it an opportunity that people can enjoy.
All right. Well, Melissa, anything else before we wrap things up?
Well, I think I would say thank you to all our members and visitors who come to Sunset Zoo, but really thank you for the community for being with us through this whole pandemic. And, you know, it's hit every business, every different element of our community in different ways. And we're just really thankful that we are back in business. We've had amazing things happen with Bruni, things like that. But we are so thankful to be able to be opening Sunset Zoo and having community members support us and be able to come and talk about it with people like you, Brandon. So thank you. I just think this is a season of thanks, and we've never been more thankful than probably this season where we get a chance to say it and be together. So I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving week, and come out and see us at Sunset Zoo.
All right. Visit them online at sunsetzoo.com. Melissa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Ben Siegel will be up next here from Manhattan Running Company. We'll be talking Turkey Trot in a moment on K-Man.